Well, tributes have been pouring in for Motown legend Jimmy Ruffin, who has died aged 78. Of course, his biggest hit was What Becomes of the Broken Hearted. One man who met him is Jazz FM's very own Peter Young. PY is on the line. And Peter, your memories of Jimmy Ruffin?
He was quite a serious guy, actually. He didn't seem to have an awful lot in the way of humour. I met him once in 1974. I just started in radio, actually, and he might have been the first person I ever interviewed, certainly one of the first. And he'd just left Motown at the time. He'd got a new record out called Tell Me What You Want on Polydor Records, which I think is actually one of the greatest records he ever made. I'm going to be playing it on Saturday. It's a superb piece of work. And Jimmy was very keen to move on from the Motown years. In fact, to be honest, he was quite bitter about it because he hadn't received much in the way of financial remuneration, let's put it like that. He was obviously quite distraught about that and wanted to move away from it and wasn't really even that keen to talk about the Motown years. He wasn't one of the biggest stars on Motown, but was one of the most loved, I think. And What Becomes of the Broken Hearted is it's become a sort of overplayed gold record over the years. But it was a hit twice in Britain in 1966 and again in 1974, making the top 10. So it's obviously one of his most popular records. And I'm going to play a version on Saturday that isn't very often heard. It's a longer version with a spoken intro and backing vocals from the Isley Brothers, which you don't hear on the regular version. And of course, there were many other great records that he made, but What Becomes of the Broken Hearted is his signature song, isn't it, really? And the one he'll be remembered for. He did make a lot of records that weren't successful, and those are the ones I think I'll concentrate on because the regular hits have been played over and over again over the years, so let's remember him for something broader than that.
You mentioned that he was perhaps a little underrated. Why was he so loved, though? Perhaps underrated, but certainly very loved.
Yes, I think he was much more appreciated in Great Britain, actually. He did have some success in the States, but later in his career, he came to live in Britain for quite a few years because that's where his core audience was. And I think he was loved over here because the British don't actually have this thing where an artist comes and goes so much as perhaps they do in America. There's a great sense of loyalty over here, and people do remember. They don't have short attention spans like they do elsewhere. And I think Jimmy felt that this country had taken him into their hearts.